You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 26, and I thought you had RBF. Saturday morning, Stephanie opened her eyes. She could hear the kids playing in the other room. They had actually let her sleep until... She looked at the clock. 7:15. Stephanie listened to see if anyone sounded like they were dying. They all sounded okay, so she stared up at the ceiling for a while. Her head was still feeling dreamlike, and her thoughts swirled around, bumping into each other. The image of Jason sitting in his work shirt on the couch. Chris standing really close to her in the laundry room. Charlotte screaming at her for replacing Dad. Chris down on one knee on the kitchen floor. He didn't even know her middle name. What am I doing? Stephanie thought. I'm engaged to someone I've only known for... She counted the weeks. 5 weeks. Unless you count from the first day of class, then it would be 3 months. I'm sure attending his class and watching his lectures doesn't count as knowing him, Stephanie told herself. Stephanie sighed and rolled onto her side. She stared at the other side of the bed. She could see Jason in her mind's eye, laying beside her, smiling and giving her a play-by-play commentary of the latest game he was watching. Someone screamed and then started crying. It was Amara. Matthew must have bit her again. Stephanie jumped out of bed and rushed into the living room. Emery, Caleb, and Amara were playing on the floor. "What's wrong?" Stephanie asked quickly. "Is she okay? Did she get hurt?" Amara was already settling down and reached for a toy.
"No,"
Emery responded casually.
"Caleb had the car she wanted. Thought we'd trade it for another one."
Stephanie glanced into the kitchen. Matthew was up to the table eating cereal, and Charlotte was pouring another bowl.
"Marmar!"
Charlotte called happily as she walked into the living room. She said in a high-pitched voice,
"Marmar, your cereal is ready. Come eat."
Amara stood up and ran to Charlotte, who picked her up and put her in the high chair. She buckled her in, then placed the bowl of cereal on the tray. Stephanie went over to Charlotte and kissed her on the forehead. "Thank you, Charlotte," she said quietly.
"No problem, Mom,"
Charlotte said happily. Then she poured another bowl and sat down at the table with it. "The other boys still in bed?" Stephanie asked.
"Caden and Levi are. I don't know about Trey."
Stephanie poured herself a bowl of cereal as she commented, "I'm sure Trey is still in bed." She sat down next to Charlotte and started eating. It was almost 9 when Caden and Levi came out of the bedroom. They had some cereal, and then Stephanie got everyone going on chores. Caden, of course, wasn't on the chore chart, so he helped Matthew clean the windows. Stephanie checked her phone. She was surprised she had not heard from Chris yet. She cleaned the breakfast dishes. Then she broke up a fight between Levi and Caden, Levi and Emery, Levi and Caleb and Matthew. She also worked on some homework. Around 10:30, she started getting worried. She thought, "Either Chris has abandoned his kids with me, or he has been in a head-on collision." Stephanie shuddered. She decided to call him.
"Hello?"
Chris said groggily. "Did I wake you up?" Stephanie asked, surprised. He replied.
"Stephanie, there is something you should know about me."
"What's that?" Stephanie asked.
"I am not a morning person,"
he said bluntly. Stephanie could hear someone laughing in the background, probably Chris's mom.
"I'm sorry I ditched you with my kids for so long. I meant to wake up earlier, but my mom's house is really quiet when there are not two little hellions running around."
Lisa laughed again. "I'm sure you're just sleeping off the last year and a half," Stephanie replied.
"Probably,"
he said simply.
"Let me shower, then I'll be over. Oh, shoot, I don't have any clothes,"
he remembered. He sighed exasperatedly, and Stephanie imagined the stress wrinkles returning to his forehead. "You're going to have to go over to Jody's at some point," Stephanie pointed out. Chris moaned. "Or you can buy a whole new wardrobe," she teased. He moaned again. Stephanie's tone changed to be more serious. "I can go over and get your stuff if you want."
"I don't know,"
he grumbled.
"It's going to be a big job to pack up everything."
"Why don't you come over here? You can see the kids for a bit, and then you and I can go over together and start packing up your stuff," Stephanie suggested.
"Okay."
45 minutes later, Chris showed up in the same clothes he had had on the day before. He looked stressed, but when Amara ran up and gave him a hug, he loosened up a bit. Stephanie fed the kids lunch, then she put on a movie while Chris put Amara down for a nap. "Charlotte, come over here for a bit," Stephanie said, beckoning to Charlotte, who had sat down to watch the movie too. She walked over to Stephanie. "Trey's at basketball," Stephanie said. "I'm going to go with Chris to help him pack up and move his stuff. Can you watch the kids?"
"Wait, he's moving already?"
Charlotte asked. Stephanie realized Charlotte didn't know any of what was going on with Chris's living situation. She spoke quietly to her. "Chris has had some conflict with his in-laws, mostly because of dating me. They are kicking him out. Caden and Amara are living with us now. Chris is going to stay with his mom until the wedding."
"Okay, Mom,"
Charlotte said.
"Hey, Mom, when are you guys getting married?"
"I don't know yet. We haven't really had a chance to talk about it."
"Okay,"
Charlotte responded, and then she turned to go watch the movie again. "Oh, and Charlotte," Stephanie said, "I don't know when we'll be done. It may take a long time." Charlotte moaned.
"Okay,"
she said, annoyed. Stephanie got a pile of boxes from the garage, a roll of tape from her desk, and a roll of trash bags from underneath the sink. Then she and Chris went out to the driveway and took the seats out of the van.
"Ugh,"
Chris grunted as he lifted. Stephanie could tell that his back was bothering him more than usual. "You okay?" she asked him.
"My back doesn't like sleeping on my mom's couch,"
he moaned.
"That's what I get, I guess."
He shrugged, then he grimaced. "Too bad you don't like my back rubs," Stephanie said.
"I love your back rubs,"
he said. Stephanie decided to change the subject. "Is your mom okay with you sleeping on her couch?"
"Yeah, she doesn't mind."
When the seats were all removed, they got into the van.
"Ugh,"
Chris groaned as he climbed in. Stephanie gave him a sorry look. Stephanie drove the 15 minutes to Jody and Mark's house. It was a blue and green split-level home with a sloping driveway. She pulled up to the curb out front. "Did you tell them we were coming?" Stephanie asked.
"No,"
Chris grumbled.
"I was hoping if we were lucky, they wouldn't be home."
He looked completely miserable. Stephanie opened the door and climbed out, but Chris hesitated a moment before opening his door. They grabbed the boxes and the tape and then walked up to the house. Chris sat his pile of boxes down so he could take his keys out and unlock the door. He opened it before picking the boxes back up and leading the way inside. They walked in onto a landing. There was half a staircase that went up and half a staircase that went down. The house was dimly lit and smelled like potpourri. Chris shut the door behind them and led the way down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, there was a bathroom with the door open. To the right was a short hall, just long enough for a door on either side of it. Chris opened the door to the right and led Stephanie into a small bedroom with a low ceiling. A desk and a dresser took up all of one wall. There was a queen-sized bed and a couple of nightstands on the other wall. The bed was not made, but the room was pretty clean. Stephanie walked in and put the boxes down on the bed. Chris did the same and then turned on the light. Even with the light on, the room was dim and dreary. There was only one small window at the very top of the far wall. Chris rubbed his forehead.
"It's really weird seeing you in this room. I think my brain thought you and Katie were from two different dimensions. It's kind of messing with my mind."
Stephanie gave him half a smile and started putting together the boxes. Stephanie knew they wouldn't be able to pack up Chris's entire life in one afternoon. "I think we'd better just focus on the things you need right now," she commented, "and come back for everything else later."
"Yeah,"
he agreed.
"And anything that I would be sad to lose if Jody threw it away."
"You think she would do that?" Stephanie said as she taped the bottom of a box.
"I don't know."
He rubbed his forehead again.
"We'll have to get a truck sometime next week and come back for Caden and Amara's beds and dressers. I think I'll just leave this bed here, unless you want it."
"It's up to you," Stephanie said. Chris shook his head. "So you have this room, and what else?" Stephanie asked.
"And Caden and Amara's room."
He walked out and opened the door across the hall. The room was even smaller, but it was better lit as it had a larger window facing the front of the house. There was a white crib, a wooden twin bed, and a tall blue dresser. Stephanie asked, "Is that all?" Maybe it wouldn't take as long as she had originally thought.
"We have some stuff in a storage unit, but we sold or gave away a lot when we moved,"
Chris answered. "You must be much less of a pack rat than me," Stephanie commented. Chris chuckled.
Chris?
A lady's voice called down the stairs.
Is that you?
Chris stiffened and his forehead wrinkled.
Yeah?
He called up the stairs.
I'm just getting my stuff.
An older woman with short, brown hair came down the stairs. When she saw Stephanie, she scowled.
I wish you would tell me if you were going to bring a friend over,
she said grumpily.
She's just helping me pack,
Chris said. Hi, I'm Stephanie, Stephanie said cheerfully. Jordy glared at her. She turned back to Chris.
You can just leave all of Katie's things here. I will take care of them for you,
she said plainly. Chris just cleared his throat. They stood there for a moment.
You shouldn't have a woman in your bedroom,
Jordy said disgustedly. Chris cleared his throat again. Stephanie ignored Jody's comment and walked back into the bedroom and started putting together another box. Chris followed her. He was clenching his jaw and shaking a little. Stephanie couldn't tell if it was from anger or from grief. Probably both, she thought. Jody stood watching them from the doorway for a moment. Then she huffed and stomped back up the stairs. Once Jody had gone, Chris let out a breath of relief. Chris, Stephanie said quietly, every single thing that Katie owned now belongs to you. Jody does not have rights to any of it. Chris looked like he was in a daze. Chris? Stephanie asked gently. He finally responded.
Yeah, okay.
You okay? She asked.
No.
He answered shortly. Stephanie rubbed his arm. He walked away and opened the dresser drawers. He pulled clothes out and began placing them in a box. Stephanie walked over to a shelf in the corner and began to carefully pack pictures and keepsakes. Too bad I forgot to bring a marker to label the boxes, Stephanie thought out loud. Chris opened the desk drawer and pulled one out and handed it to her. Every once in a while, Jody would come down the stairs and glance into the bedroom. The third time, Stephanie gave her a sarcastic wave. Jody was not amused. And I thought you had RBF, Stephanie joked once Jody had gone back up the stairs. Chris snickered. After a while, Stephanie went across the hall and began putting Caden and Amara's toys in a box. She carefully folded their blankets and the clothes from the dresser and placed them into. The small room didn't take long to pack. There were several tiny dresses hanging up in the closet from when Amara was much smaller. At the top of the closet, there were a few boxes that were neatly labeled. Stephanie guessed it was Katie's handwriting because it didn't look at all like Chris's chicken scratch. She had seen him write on the smart board at class. One box said Caden's baby clothes. Stephanie pulled it down. The flaps were folded in an alternating pattern, so it stayed shut. She pulled the flaps up and looked inside. On the top was the tiniest suit Stephanie had ever seen. She folded the box closed again. Then she pulled down a box labeled Amara's baby clothes. The box was mostly empty, so Stephanie pulled the tiny dresses off their hangers in the closet and put them into Amara's baby clothes box. She folded the flaps down and looked into the closet again. Near the back of the closet, there were a couple more boxes. One was labeled Memories for Caden. The other said Memories for Amara. Stephanie carefully lifted each of them down. She was about to open Caden's box and look inside when Chris walked in. She looked up at him. When he saw the box she was holding, he rubbed his hands down across his eyes and beard a couple of times. Stephanie could tell he was trying not to cry. She put the box in a stack with the other boxes. She said, I think Amara and Caden's room is done, besides the beds. How's your room coming?
I ran out of boxes,
he said simply. Why don't we take these ones out to the van? Then we can get the trash bags and put everything else in those, Stephanie suggested. Chris just nodded. It took several trips to carry all the boxes out. Stephanie carried the heaviest ones, even though Chris insisted he was fine to do it. They grabbed the trash bags and headed back into Chris's room. What still needs to go? Stephanie asked. Chris pointed at the closet. Then he sat down on the bed. Stephanie walked over to it and opened it up. It was mostly full of women's clothes and shoes, and there were several boxes already taped shut in the back. Stephanie gently lifted two of the shirts, and leaving them on their hangers, she folded them in half and started placing them into a bag.
It's fine. I don't need all of Katie's clothes.
Chris was still just sitting on the bed, watching Stephanie. She pulled them back out of the bag and stood holding the shirts for a moment, looking at him, trying to decide what he really wanted. Do you want to just pick your favorites then? She finally asked, putting the two shirts back in the closet.
They're not going to fit me.
He chuckled hollowly. I'll just pack them all and you can decide later, she said, ignoring his joke. He rubbed his face. Then he stood up and walked over to the closet. He stood dazed, looking at the clothes for a while. Then he pulled out two dresses and handed them to Stephanie. You don't want anything else? She asked gently.
No,
he said. Then he added,
unless you want it.
No, Stephanie said quickly. No, I don't think we're the same size. Chris nodded. Then he rubbed his eyes and face again. Do you want any of the shoes? Stephanie asked. He stared blankly down at the shoes that were neatly stacked in rows on the floor of the closet, and then shook his head. Okay, Stephanie said. What about these boxes?
I don't even know what's in them,
he muttered. Then let's take them, and you can go through them another time. Chris groaned. Whenever you're ready, Stephanie added. If that's 20 years from now, I'm fine with that. He suddenly looked into her eyes and blinked, like it was the first time he realized they would be together in 20 years. Then he took a deep breath. Stephanie slid the clothes to the side so that she could more easily pick up the boxes. She started handing them to Chris. Chris was clearly starting to shut down. He just stood dazed as she piled three small boxes in his arms. His arms were full, so Stephanie picked up a large box and they walked them out to the van. When they got back into the bedroom, there was just a couple of medium-sized boxes and the bag left, so Stephanie picked them up and made one last trip by herself. When she came back into the bedroom, Chris was sitting on the bed, staring at the other side of the mattress. Stephanie walked over to him and put her hand on his shoulder. He finally broke down. He turned his face away from Stephanie and sobbed. Stephanie put her arms over his shoulders from behind and held him while he cried. There was a sound behind them. Stephanie turned to look. Jody stood in the doorway. She had come down to check on them again and had cleared her throat loudly. Tears were streaming down Stephanie's face, and she quickly wiped them. Chris briefly glanced back, then turned to face the wall again. Jody just stood there, staring at Stephanie, their eyes locked. Then Jody turned suddenly and left. Stephanie put her arms back around Chris. He was not crying anymore, but they sat there a moment longer before Chris said,
should we go?
Yeah, Stephanie said. Is there anything else? She asked as they walked up to the landing.
No, I don't think so. Actually, yes. Katie's knives.
That surprised Stephanie. She raised her eyebrows. Katie's knives? She repeated.
Her kitchen knives.
Chris clarified.
They're upstairs. Jody has been using them.
He rubbed his neck.
You know what? We should just leave them. She'll have a fit if we take them.
You sure? Stephanie could tell that wasn't what he really wanted to do. Chris moaned.
I got them for her for Christmas a couple years ago. Katie was so excited. It's a really nice set.
He closed his eyes, obviously reliving the memory. Then he snapped them open.
Let's just leave them. It's fine.
They're in the kitchen? Stephanie asked.
Yeah.
Chris looked at her nervously. Where at? What do they look like?
It's the knife block on the counter.
You go out to the car. I'll be there in a bit. He stood looking at her for a moment, so she gently shoved him towards the door, and he reluctantly walked out. Stephanie walked up the half flight of stairs. At the top was a dimly lit living room, and beyond that, Stephanie could see the kitchen. She walked in and glanced around. The knife block was sitting neatly tucked in the corner next to the fridge. Joni must have heard her walk up the stairs because she entered the kitchen as Stephanie was walking over to the knife block.
Did you need something, dear?
Jody asked in a sugar-sweet voice. Oh, I'm just getting Chris's knives, Stephanie said casually.
Oh, did he say those were his?
She asked. Yeah, he bought them for Katie for Christmas a couple of years ago. He has the receipt if you need to see it.
Oh.
Jody looked shocked at her forwardness.
No, that won't be necessary.
She picked up the knife block and handed it to Stephanie. It was really heavy. Stephanie noticed there were two empty slots. Oh, are the other two not clean? I don't mind washing them, Stephanie said, As she sat the block down on the counter and walked over to the sink, looking for the missing knives, Jody opened the dishwasher and pulled them out. She handed them to Stephanie. Stephanie had the thought that she was glad Jody was not hostile, or she might not make it out alive. "Thank you." Stephanie carefully took the knives from her. They looked clean, so she placed them in the block. "We will have you over sometime to see the kids," Stephanie said. Jody scowled at her. Stephanie was about to pick up the knives when Jody suddenly put her arm around her from the side.
"I feel obligated to tell you something," Jody said. Her voice was low and her face was very close to Stephanie's. "Chris, well, he has had some trouble."
Stephanie cut her off. "Jody," Stephanie said assertively, "Chris has been very open with me. He is a great guy and I am blessed to have found him." Stephanie pulled out of Jody's grasp and picked up the knives. She walked out of the kitchen, but just inside the living room she turned. "None of us are perfect," she said. "All of us deal with something. Like, for example, some of us exploit people for rent and demean and belittle someone who is just trying to do what's best for them and their family." Stephanie turned around quickly, hurried down the stairs and out the door. Chris was sitting in the van waiting for her. Stephanie opened the side door and placed the knife block in an open spot between two boxes. Then she opened the driver's side door and got in.
"How did it go?"
Chris asked miserably as she started to pull away from the curb. Stephanie gave him a forced smile. "I'm sorry," she said shortly.
"What?"
he asked. Stephanie cringed at him.
"What did you do?"
Chris insisted. I didn't mean to be rude. It just flew out of my mouth."
"What did you say?"
Chris moaned. So Stephanie told him about their conversation. He looked really mad about Jody's comment about him. Stephanie went on. "And then I said, none of us are perfect. Like, for example, some people exploit people for rent and demean and belittle someone for trying to do what's best for their family." Stephanie cringed again. Chris tried not to smile.
"I'm so glad I don't have to ever see them again."
Stephanie was relieved that he appeared to be amused and not mad. "No, we do have to see them again. I told her they can come over and see the kids sometime."
"Why would you say that?"
Chris said plainly. "They're your kids' grandparents, Chris. They're part of their connection to Katie." Chris rubbed his face and sighed. "I'm really sorry," Stephanie said again. "I really didn't mean to. She just made me so mad." Chris chuckled a little.
"It's okay. Thanks for sticking up for me."